I got 1 9s in my GCSEs and you can too, so welcome to my new series where I break down every single subject and exactly what I did to get those 9s. So make sure to follow along if you want to know how to achieve top grades. This is episode 1, we're starting with the dreaded English literature. So what did I do to get that 9? There are two parts to this essentially. There is collecting and making resources, and then there's exam practice and exam technique. By which I mean perfecting your writing style, writing in time conditions, all of that. So the number one thing I recommend for English literature is consistency. So what you're going to want to do is throughout year 10, year 11, after each lesson, whenever you cover a certain part of the text, you're going to go home, you're going to review the part of the text that you've just studied, and you're going to make your notes and your analysis. At the start of each text, you're going to create something what's called as a quote bank. This is essentially a place where you keep all of your notes, all of your analysis, and you categorize them according to character and theme. If you're not sure how to make one, I have a tutorial on my page. Now, if you're the type of person who struggles to think of their own analysis, you're going to want to go to Mr. Sally's on YouTube. I'll spell it here. He's probably got a video on every single thing you could possibly need, from summary videos to individual videos to themes to character. He's got everything, and the analysis is really good and really niche. You're also going to want to follow this podcast. It's called, I think it's GCSE Revision Pod. And essentially what they do is they go through past exam questions. They do AQA, but the essay plan and the essay structure is still valid. And they essentially plan responses, and below each episode, you can basically download the link to the notes they made. So this is what you're going to be adding to consistently throughout year 10, year 11, so that by the time you actually need to lock in, you've got all your resources ready. Now, in terms of exam practice, this is where essay plans come in, because you've got all these resources, but they're no good if you have no idea how to organize them. So now what you're going to do is you're going to think of as many questions you can possibly think of that could reasonably come up, and you're going to plan a response to each of them. What I found is that this forced me to condense all of my information into knowledge that I could essentially reuse across multiple essays. The more recyclable content you learn, the more efficient your revision. So now you've got your essay plans, the only thing that's left is practice. And by practice, I don't just mean the essay questions, I mean the extract questions, because this is where a lot of people actually lose marks. Because remember, there's still unseen poetry, there's still probably an extract question, so you need to brush up on your actual extract analysis skills. And the only way you're going to be able to do that quickly on the spot is through practice. So you're going to want to be doing past papers, you're going to want to just give yourself a random extract to practice. That is how you're going to build up the exam practice skills. And finally, this is going to make sure you get this top grade. You're going to ask your teachers for feedback. Use your teachers. They are quite literally a free resource. You can also use ChatGPT if your teachers refuse to mark your papers, as some of mine did, but ChatGPT is a bit less reliable. Every time you write something, you're going to go through it, you're going to try and improve it yourself, and then you're going to go to your teacher and go, can you mark this for me? It doesn't matter if they get sick of you. This is quite literally their job. The more feedback you get and the more you act on that feedback, the better you're going to become and the more sophisticated your writing style is going to become. And if I'm being completely honest, it's the writing style that gets you most of the marks.